Well, it's been a long story for this company. It's not been doing very well. It's made a loss for the past 5 financial years. So it's really not been doing well. It's struggled to refinance. It's had to try and renegotiate its debt with its bankers, and Bank of America effectively pulled the plug on that. I think effectively it's just fallen out of fashion.
What will happen to the company's manufacturing plants?
Well, obviously the administrators will look for a buyer. It has been on the market for a while and no one's come forward to buy it, so I don't know if they will be sold. I mean, they could well be closed down. And of course, this is a very historic area in Staffordshire, in the potteries where a lot of British china was produced. There are 1,900 jobs involved, and so you could see quite a lot of people losing their job unless a buyer comes forward, which I very much doubt it at this stage.
Waterford Crystal, Wedgwood China, Royal Doulton, these are iconic names, aren't they?
They really are very, very British historical names, and they have produced some fantastic china in their time. But I think they're really not in touch with the modern way of living. I mean, who uses crystal glasses now? They're just too expensive and they don't go in the dishwasher. People are worried about breaking them. Bone china is beautiful and lovely to use, but modern families are not, we don't have formal dinner parties anymore. We don't do that kind of thing. And the figurines and the figures they produce don't sell well here. They do in Japan, interestingly. But I don't think it's a company that's in touch with modern taste.
The company's chairman is the media tycoon Sir Anthony O'Reilly. How much of a blow is this to him?
Well, obviously, he's put a lot of his own money into this over the past few years because the company hasn't been able to raise money from banks. He owns 60% of the company, so it's quite a big deal for him. He could have sold other assets within his group. Obviously, he owns Independent News and Media to pay off some of this debt, but has chosen not to.
And his predecessor, Josiah Wedgwood, quite a character.
He was. He was one of the great Victorian entrepreneurs. He really was an interesting person. He had his leg amputated. Not that that's anything to do with producing china, but shows what the sort of character he obviously doesn't help. No. But he was there with the sort of Victorian set of big entrepreneurs who had developed very interesting and increasingly international businesses. So it's a sad end.